Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on zulm, oppression and compensating, warding of zulm and compensating for whatever oppression a person may have caused, in whichever way he may have caused any type of oppression. We explain the definition of zulm, wad'u ash-shay' fi ghayri mahalli, that to place something in its place which it doesn't belong to. In other words, to take something and put it into a place that it doesn't belong to. It doesn't fit in there, we take it and we put. For example, a person causes zulm, he steals something. He steals an item. He steals maybe one cell phone, and now he takes it and he puts it in his pocket. That cell phone doesn't belong in his pocket. That cell phone belongs in the pocket of the owner. So he took something and he put it in the wrong place. Now that becomes zulm. Then we gave an example, a person swears someone else. That person's ears is not deserving of that speech from us. So they're taking those words and putting those words in the wrong place in someone else's ears so that he must hear it, so that they become zulam. So like that, oppressing someone, hitting somebody, that person is not deserving of our hiding. By hitting the person, oppressing the person in that way, now he's taking something, taking that hiding and putting it in the wrong place. So like that, it can be financial pressure also. That person, whoever is receiving it, those people that are receiving it are not deserving of it. We're putting that pressure in the wrong place. So they're going to take you to anything. You see how nicely this definition fits. One country is committing zulm onto another country. For example, Israel and Palestine. If you look at the zulm that's been caused on the Palestinians, so now they are not deserving, outwardly not deserving of it. These people shouldn't be punishing them. They shouldn't be pressurizing them, shouldn't be harming them, shouldn't be killing them, shouldn't be destroying their homes, etc. So they are not worthy of it. You're taking zulm and you're putting it onto the wrong place. You're taking something and putting it in the wrong place. This is the definition of zulm. So anyway, this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. And zulm is such a thing, as we've been discussing, is that the person that is mazlum, his du'as are answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We did the hadith, the three people's du'as, that there isn't any barrier between their du'as and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the persons are the person that is mazlum. And ulama explained that a Muslim person doesn't have to be a believer also. Sometimes it can be a non-Muslim that is being oppressed and he's cursing, and those du'as also are getting answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore we have to be very, very careful of zulm. Today's hadith, وَعَنْهُ قَالْ كَانَ عَلَىٰ ثَقَلِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَجُلٌ يُقَالُ لَهُ كِرْكِرَ فَمَاتَ فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ هُوَ فِي النَّارُ فَذَهَبُوا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْهِ فَوَجَدُوا عباءة قد غلها رواه البخاري. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma narrates that a man by the name of Kirkira was responsible for the luggage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In those days they would have like one animal, one camel, that would carry the luggage when they're going out, carry all the saman when they're going out on journey, going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person, Kirkira, was in charge of the saman, the luggage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now just look at it outwardly, that one is going out in battle. And going out with who? With Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Going out in jihad with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a position he's got. He is the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, looking after the luggage and the saman of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine what a privilege this is now? What a height. Going one is out in the path of Allah. That being with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then tending to the luggage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he passed away, this person, in another hadith it comes that a stray arrow had hit him. And when a stray arrow had hit him, then he had passed away. So when he had passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Huwa fi nar," he is in Jahannam. This person is in hellfire. So people inquired about him. Now they were shocked. Everyone was surprised, because outwardly he is a person that has got such a high position. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, "Huwa fi nar." So when people inquired about him, they found that he had taken a cloak which he had stolen from the spoils of war. He had taken one garment that belonged to the spoils of war. So ulama explained something from this hadith and from other hadith with similar meanings, that in the ghanimat, in the spoils of war, everyone has got a mushtarak right. Mushtarak right means everyone has got an equal right. For example, the spoils of war come and we were all in the battle. And each one of us have a right to each item there. So therefore now the Amir will take it and he'll distribute. Take this one, give it to that person, that one to that person. Everyone has a joint right in it before it is distributed. So therefore nobody can take one item for himself, because there's a joint right. Until the Amir doesn't distribute each item to each person, everyone has a joint right. And after having a joint right, this person took one item for himself, a simple thing, a cloak, an item of clothing, he took it for himself. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us how serious it is to steal something to cause oppression. Huwa fin nar. Now what he did, he took something that shouldn't belong to him, he put it in the wrong place, he had taken it for himself. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show how serious it is, despite him being the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the seriousness of something that you have a joint right with. Ulama explain that imagine you take something that you don't have any right to. Person steals something that he doesn't even have an entitlement to, he doesn't even have a joint right, he doesn't have a share in it, but he claims it for himself, he takes it for himself. How serious this is. Something that is very, very serious. Therefore, especially when it comes to our estates, it's very common that one person or two people may think that we deserve this. We were staying here so long, so automatically the property becomes ours. Or automatically we have a bigger share in the business. Or automatically we can just take what we want. And very often you'll find that the sisters or the daughters or the woman folk, they just get deprived of the haq because somebody just decides he wants to take it for himself. So in our estates we have to be very, very careful that we don't take any right. Look how serious Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. Because in the estate also, everyone has a joint right. Like in the spoils of war, everyone has a joint right. No person can take something for himself just like that. It should be deserving. He should be deserving, and it should be done amicably in the correct way according to Sharia. And if a person does it, he should keep this hadith in mind. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, huwa fi nar, showing us how serious it is, a person just stealing and taking something that doesn't belong to him. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. So one is in the estate, the other is in a partnership. When a person is in partnership with someone, maybe he's a shareholder in a company, shareholder in the CC, or he's in a trust and there are other beneficiaries. All joint rights are here. We should be very careful that we don't take anything that doesn't belong to us. Or even in a simple employer-employee relationship, person is an employee working in a company, he doesn't use that phone for personal benefit when he's only supposed to be using it for company use. He doesn't use that company vehicle for personal benefit when he's supposed to be used for the company. So there's so many things like this. If we just apply our mind, we'll realize that honesty is something that is very, very dear and close to Islam. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.